Next, we have our sheriff's candidates, and we have Mike Cullen and Jerry Antonaro. Oh, yeah, do you want to do that like we did?
It's okay with me. Folks, want to take a short break?
No. Okay. Well, that was easy. So we have our sheriff's candidates to come on up, please. We'll, we're going to go ahead and just because we did the other way last time, I'm going to start with Mike this time.
Actually, I was just informed that Sue allowed Lauren to come down as their only day out, so thank you, Sue. I really appreciate it. Real quick, Mike Cullen, you guys have probably seen my face on the signs around the town, around the area here a little bit. Running for sheriff in Story County this year. I have 28 years law enforcement in Carson City. I was raised in Douglas County back in the 70s. Graduated from Douglas High School in 1984. And I started law enforcement back in 1990. One of the reasons I'm running for sheriff in the county is that I talked to a lot of folks downtown C Street area when we were working on our business up there. The Virginia City Cigar and Bar. Built that for my fiance last year. And their concerns were concerning for me as a business person. I was thinking of being a business owner when I retired. But after I talked to so many people and actually talked to some of the deputies and got some information on what was going on in the county as a whole, not just Virginia City, but everywhere, I was concerned. We were planning on moving into Virginia City and building a house and being there for a long time. And those concerns are what prompted me to run for sheriff in Story County. I have a lot of experience, a lot of skill, a lot of knowledge in law enforcement and public safety in general, and I plan on bringing that to the county, along with training for the deputies and getting training brought into the county so that we can host that once we get up on our training here in town. The Tri-Center, big deal. It's been growing. It's been coming. It's going to be growing for years, and this is another issue that we need to get ahead of. And we should have been ahead of it years ago, and I think we're behind the curve, and I want to get this sheriff's office and public safety here in Story County ahead of that growth before we have major problems out there. And Mike Cullen, I'm running for Story County Sheriff.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming. I'm Jerry Antonaro. I am the sheriff of Story County. I've got 34 years law enforcement experience. I have a master's degree in organizational management and a master's degree in psychology. About every certificate that the state of Nevada offers to peace officers, I'm a graduate of Northwestern University School of Police Staff and Command, and I'm one of the few sheriffs in the entire state of Nevada and probably the only sheriff in the history of Story County that has ever been to the National Sheriff's Institute. So, that being said, I've got enough experience, got enough education probably, but most of all, you've all seen what we've done in the last 8 years. And regardless of problems, regardless of rumors, regardless of what people think of me, you can't lie with the numbers. And crime has been trending downward in our county. You heard from the district attorney's office, we got a lot of traffic related issues going on out in the industrial center, but other than that, crime is trending downward. So whatever we're doing, it's working. You folks down here, you know, the deputies on a first name basis, we're part of the community. We're part of the community in the Highlands. We're part of the community in Virginia City. Now, can't be too many concerns in Virginia City. You go drive up and down the street, see all my signs attached to those businesses. But what we are doing is working. And there's no reason to change right now. We've kept the budget down, we're keeping crime down, and we're keeping our community involvement up. And we're planning on keeping on doing that for the next 4 years to serve you, because that's what it's all about, is what we do for you. Thank you.
First question for the sheriff's office is, what is your stand on gun control?
My stand on gun control is I'm a constitutional carry guy. I think that unless you're a prohibited person, you can't have a gun in the first place, you ought to be able to carry it. And You know, I testified at the legislature a couple of sessions ago. The only thing that makes a difference between a law-abiding citizen and a criminal is a windbreaker. You're legal, you're not legal. Legal, not legal, you know. Unless you're a prohibited person, you should be able to have one. And I fought the things at the legislature that would make law-abiding criminals or law-abiding citizens into criminals. I will continue to do that. Thank you.
I agree with Jerry on this Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. We shouldn't even have a discussion about it. I mean, it's the way it is. My issue with carrying weapons comes to mental illness, drugs, people that shouldn't, the prohibited people, including unlawful persons in the United States. And I do believe they should be prosecuted and prosecuted to the fullest extent when they come to the United States illegally and they do carry weapons in this country. And we run into it where I work, and we have a problem with that down there, and we're after it every time. I do believe in stronger prosecution on that. Mentally ill persons, I think the family members have a responsibility in this, and I've seen that down at the IHOP shooting in Carson City a few years back. The family members were well aware of this person's mental health issues, and they continue to allow him to accumulate weapons, ammunition, and body armor. And that should not be allowed. Law enforcement can't be in the house doing that for you. The family members have a responsibility there also. Thank you.
All right. How does the salary of a Story County Sheriff's Office compare to other counties, and is it adequate and appropriate for the job?
I'm pretty sure the salary for the sheriff himself is set by population of the county. As far as I know, the deputies' salaries are pretty comparable to other agencies in the state. And I think it's adequate at this point. It's always nice to get paid more money, of course. Me personally, coming from Carson City as a patrol sergeant, watch commander, I would be taking a cut in pay to come to Story County as a sheriff. And it's a bit of a concern, but it's not something that should keep me from doing the job.
Now the sheriff's wages itself are set by statute. The legislature does that. They set it a few years ago, updated it for the first time in many years, and that scale goes out, I believe, until the mid-20s. So there would not be a change on that. As far as the deputies go, depends on who you talk to. The deputies, they never think they have enough money. We are comparable to the areas around us for the work and level of performance that we do. Now, talk to the average citizen based on what they make versus what the deputies make, and there'll be those that argue that the deputies make too much. But, you know, that's a discussion for another time. You know, they are adequately compensated. We have a union contract that ensures that all of their rights and protections are in place when it comes to compensation. So I think they're well cared for. Thank you.
Do you believe all cases of death not by natural cause should be presumed a homicide? And should they be investigated by an outside entity?
Well, as far as law enforcement training goes, all cases of death are considered a homicide until proven otherwise. That's the standard that you go in. As far as investigating them by an outside agency, well, that's kind of silly because that's our job. And if we can't do our job, and we're going to have Washoe County or Lyon County come over and do our job for us, why don't we just close the county down, give it to them. The deputies are trained. The sheriff is also the ex officio coroner for the county. The deputies are deputy coroners. Everybody receives training in death investigation. They make a determination whether it's natural, whether it's not natural, accidental, whatever the circumstances are. And we also have resources available to us. Through the crime lab, through autopsies, forensic examinations, things like that. So, you know, it doesn't do us any good to bring in an outside agency unless there are very unique circumstances. Thank you.
I do believe that in Story County, better training, better experience, better knowledge in investigations is going to be beneficial in any future cases, whether it might be a death or something like that, major investigations. And of course, we don't want to rely on other counties all the time to come in for a major investigation like that. We could call an NDI if there's something, maybe a conflict of interest, a officer involved shooting. You know, if one of my friends was had a dead body in his house, I would definitely want to call in another agency to do that. Just like we shouldn't count on other agencies to come in for those investigations, we shouldn't have to rely on those other agencies when we have a domestic dispute or a traffic accident. We should not be relying on everybody. It's our responsibility as a county and public safety in Northern Nevada to investigate our own and do our own. And it doesn't just go to the homicides, it goes to simple calls. You know, a traffic accident where you need traffic control or a domestic dispute. We should be doing it here. And I think better scheduling, better training, better experience, and better knowledge for the deputies is going to be beneficial in this investigation.
All right, how do you plan to police Painted Rock, which will bring many more people to Story County, and how would we pay for it?
I think for paying for things, my job is going to be to go in front of the commissioners and ask them for money. That's just going to be a given. We're going to need budget increases, and hopefully from the Tri-Center and taxes, we're going to get that money to pay for things. There's no way we can support 4,000 new homes in Painted Rock without building more public safety, including fire department personnel, law enforcement. And we're not going to be able to do that without tax money. Tax dollars are going to be very important to the county. I believe that the growth in the Tri-Center is going to support that. I also believe that we're going to be able to afford that. I know there's an opening right now for deputy sheriff in Story County, so I know there's money available now. Once again, I mentioned earlier, I think we're behind the curve on this and we need to get ahead of it now. The growth is coming. It's just a matter of time. And it's our responsibility to Nevada to do this, to be prepared and be ready for enforcement. Thank you.
This is not the first time that development out of Painted Rock has come up. It came up in the past, and of course we had a bubble in the economy that popped, and so that all went by the wayside. Now the plans are being dusted off. It's going to be looked at. There's a lot of obstacles that are going to have to be overcome, primarily water. That being said, you know, if there is development out there, we will develop our plan accordingly as we go. We are always looking at the future. We're always looking at what the potential is. We're always adjusting our strategy as we go. However, we cannot budget today for what might happen tomorrow. We be aware of what's on the horizon and we navigate accordingly. But unless you guys want to start opening up your checkbooks and issuing all kinds of checks, you know, it's not going to be beneficial to start buying more deputies, buying more vehicles, more everything else. We plan for the future, but we act for today. Thank you.
All right. What is NAPSO, and why is it an important endorsement?
I guess you're asking the wrong guy, because NAPSO is a peace officer organization in the state of Nevada, and I don't view it as an important endorsement. 4 years ago, they endorsed the guy who ran against me. He didn't win. Last year, during the recall, they came out against me, and again, no such luck. This is a group that's primarily based out of Las Vegas. They haven't a clue about Story County or what it's doing. They came out with this endorsement, and right on the heels of it, the Deputy Sheriff's Association came out and said, leave them out of that endorsement. They are not endorsing anyone one way or another. And those are the deputies that are here on the ground. So NAPSO, to me, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Endorsements are nice, but when it comes from people who have no bearing, no significance, no contact with Story County, the endorsement I want is from you folks who live here, vote here, and know who we are and what we're doing.
All
Yeah, I think that question was actually probably for me. If you don't know, I've received a NAPSO endorsement. It's a Nevada Association of Public Safety Officers. There are 10,000 officers in the state of Nevada that belong to this coalition, 100 different agencies. And Story County deputies are part of that coalition. That coalition goes to the legislature, they lobby for law enforcement rights, et cetera, things for officers and associations. It also involves dispatchers and other public safety workers. And I think it's an important endorsement because it, after going in front of this group of people, there were 25 people in the room that I had to sell myself to, kind of like I do every day. I show up at someone's door and tell them who I am or in this room. It was important to see that these people believed in me enough to be the sheriff of Story County. And like Jerry said, yes, of course, I do want your endorsement. It's very important to get your endorsement. And I think seeing that there's so many people in the state of Nevada that believe in me and my abilities, that's an important endorsement, just like the other ones that I've received.
So, to each candidate, do you live in Story County with your family at this time?
So, that's a good question. When we decided to run for sheriff, we realized that we have to live in the county. So I was able to switch houses for a while with my sister. She lives out on Wagon Wheel in Mark Twain. It was a good deal for her, not so much for me, because I had to do all the remodeling that she had going on. So I got to finish a lot of that. After that, we were able to get a townhouse up in Gold Hill. And it's pretty cute. It's just by the railroad tracks, and the guys on a little tiny cart go by quite a bit doing repair on the tracks, and there's some loud cars that go up and down the road, but it's nice. Our plan is to eventually build a house in the county, and Joe here and I were talking about some property right in the middle of town. So that's my plan, and as of right now, I do live in Story County. I have a little townhouse with Michelle. I also, and just so you know, I do have a house over in Washoe Valley. And we keep a lot of dirt bikes and off-road vehicles there, so when my friends come from California, we can ride out of there, and they have a place to take a shower and things like that. So that's about me.
Of course I live in Story County. I have to. I wouldn't live here anywhere else. When I first came to Story County, I found out that the deputies lived all over the place in the surrounding areas. Hardly anyone. I think the elected sheriff and one deputy lived in the county at that point in time. I was told, hey, just get somewhere where you can respond in a short time. And I said, no, I'm part of this community. I'm going to live in this community. These are my neighbors. These are my friends. I've lived in Gold Hill basically since I started with the sheriff's office. It was a brief little stint in an apartment in Virginia City for the first year. But since then, I've been in the same place. Several of you have been to my home. Chickens, dogs, turkeys, farm. Got all kinds of stuff down there. So not going anywhere anytime soon.
So how important is it for a sheriff to have a good relationship with his deputies?
Well, that could be said about any employer and their employees. You know, you got to have a working relationship. The better it is, probably the easier it is to get things done. But unfortunately, those of you who have been bosses specifically, but anybody who's ever worked in their life knows that that doesn't always happen. When I first got elected sheriff, I told the deputies, I will do everything I can to keep you safe. I will do what I can to keep you equipped. But don't ever make me choose between the people of this county and you, because you will lose every time. My first and foremost commitment is to the people of this county. Second is to my deputies. Now, that being said, I do everything I can to keep them safe. Some of them like that, some of them don't, some of them want training that I won't give them for various reasons. You always have employee issues. So, changes from day to day, how well you get along. Thank you.
Well, of course, I think it's important to have a good relationship with your employees, regardless. What you're doing. I can relate to what I do for a living as a watch commander in Carson City, and I must have a good relationship with my deputies because there's complaints that come in daily. Somebody's mad they got a citation, somebody's mad at the deputy's attitude, and I deal with that on a daily basis. I'm constantly counseling and teaching and talking to them about it. And of course, like Jerry said, the citizens do come first. It's a very important thing. That's what we're here. We're here to protect the citizens. But we're also here to be safe and to get our job done the best way we can. I think that the whole thing is looked at as a morale issue. You want to make sure the deputies are safe. You want to make sure they have the training and the equipment they need. And you want to make sure the people feel safe and they have the confidence and the trust in the law enforcement to come in and investigate and take care of the problems that occur day to day. It's very important to maintain that relationship between the citizens and the deputies and to keep going at all times. And I think that is the sheriff's responsibility, is to maintain that.
I kind of like this question. So, what is a good day for a sheriff if you arrest a lot of people or if you arrest nobody?
For the sheriff himself, would be arresting nobody ever. There's no paperwork for that. Of course, I don't think we're out there to arrest people. Somebody asked me that question a while back. Are you a law enforcement officer or a peace officer? And the answer to that is definitely a peace officer. One of the worst things that you can do, especially if you're not in the shoes of us or do law enforcement, is going to someone's house and telling them they're under arrest or dealing with that. A family where you go in and arrest the father and the children are there. It's one of the worst things you can do. It makes you feel bad inside, it makes you feel bad for the family, and we really want to try to avoid that if possible. There's ways to arrest people without getting a bunch of stuff with the family. But I think it's important to remember that as peace officers, we're there to make sure those crimes maybe don't exist. They don't happen. We stop something before it gets to where it was, where someone does have to go to jail. So I think in the answer to your question is that the best day is not arresting people.
Best day in the life of a sheriff is sitting down here at the river with my fishing pole. Which is pretty good on occasion down here by the bridge. But my predecessor had the attitude of keep the jail full. My attitude was we keep the jail empty. If I can go for a whole day and my deputies don't arrest anybody, we can go for a week, we can go for 2 weeks, that's good. My attitude is we need to be a part of the community, we need to be working with the community, we need to be trying to do what we can to prevent things from happening so it doesn't get to an arrest situation.